Quarter till news, talk 1620 WTAW. And now it's time for Cuz He Said We Would.
And he didn't forget.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
That and also to, Cuz He Said He Would, and to also celebrate Finola Hughes' 51st birthday this weekend.
Oh, she was on a soap opera.
Yeah, General Hospital.
Yeah, okay.
And All My Children. Look,
now, you knew that awfully quickly.
I did, didn't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Well, neither one of them are on the air anymore, so.
Yeah, there you go.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
So,
well, good. I was hoping we wouldn't forget to celebrate that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. So, you know, that's important.
Oh,
so,
I know what you're going to give away something, aren't you?
I am. If you can tell me whose birthday I just mentioned, 695-1620.
Oh, it's short-term memory stuff. Huh? That can be tough, you know?
Yeah,
no. I bet nobody over 50 is going to win this.
695-1620. What soap opera star's name did I just mention? And you'll get tickets to the Texas Renaissance Festival.
There's people sitting there. They're pounding on
I know they are.
Oh,
I know.
God,
they're going, once again, I just more of that verbal crap they're throwing out. Oh, no, I was supposed to know what that was.
Golly, they want us to pay attention. God, yeah, see how quickly the phone calls are coming.
No,
though.
They're not.
God. I think you were spot on this one, Tom.
Hello?
Hey, was it Finola Hughes?
Yes, it was.
That's close enough.
Yeah, that's right.
Congratulations. Who's this?
This is Meadow.
Meadow? Meadow,
yeah.
What's your last name?
Foy.
F-O-Y?
No.
Okay.
F-E-U-H-S.
Oh, okay.
F-E-U-H-S?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I bet that gets mispronounced a lot.
It does.
All right. We got two tickets for the Texas Renaissance Festival. You can come pick them up at Crystal Park Plaza, okay?
Okay.
And they're
going to
be
thank
good
good
any day until the festival ends,
yep.
Which is the weekend before Thanksgiving,
that's
right?
That's it. Thanks
okay.
a lot. All right. Bye. I think we need to call her agent and tell her that she was the answer to a trivia question this morning.
That's right.
When was the last time that Finola Hughes, and way to go, Meadow, for paying attention.
Yeah,
wow. And actually, lines exploded after that, so I appreciate
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right after Meadow said it. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's what it was.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
QSR Magazine is a trade publication for the fast food industry. Think they have scratch and sniffs in there? They probably have ads for that stuff that they fry French fries in, you know, to make them taste good. Anyway, they...
Lard?
Yeah. No, it's not lard. It's, something. They list 100 ways restaurants can improve their drive-through experience. Some of the ideas include installing a trash can with an extended chute next to the drive-through lane and letting the kitchen eavesdrop
yes.
on orders so the cooking crew can hear orders and speed them up. How about this idea from QSR? Clean the windshields of waiting cars. I mean, would you want that? I mean, I don't know. I just
what's
leave me alone.
Yeah. What while you're in the drive-thru line, somebody comes out and cleans your windshield.
Yeah.
You know, don't they frown on that in big cities when somebody comes out with a newspaper to do that?
I frown on it if in any way, shape, or form they expected a tip.
Right.
Well, of course they are.
If in any way. Now, if you wanted to give them one, fine. But if there was any way they expected one, that would be offensive.
They would just wear flair that says gratuities appreciated.
Yeah. Or if you just give them a little nod no or a thank you or something like that, you know, and they move on, but they don't just do it, you know. So it would be cumbersome.
Don't forget the window washers work for tips. The window washers.
He just said a nod no. I don't know what a nod no is.
A nod no?
Little nod no.
It's that.
Get those burned off in the doctor's office, I think.
It's that almost...
Yeah.
It's that almost nothing move that you sort of make when you're at a stoplight and that person comes walking by for a donation. You know, it's
more of a tremor.
Yeah, it's almost like a look the other way. Yeah. Yeah. Or a look down at your cell phone or anything.
Yeah.
No eye contact. Yeah.
Or you look up.
I like to look them right in the eyes and say, you made some bad life decisions, didn't you?
Where's the best place to store my stuff?
Welcome to Metro Mini Storage. Our storage sizes range from small to enormous. Metro Mini Storage is completely gated with a dual security system. There are climate and non-climate controlled units. Plus, you get the use of a free truck when you move in. Metro Mini Storage on Texas Avenue at Deacon and College Station next to Burger King. Metro Mini Storage. Call 695-8800 or online at metroministorage.net.
So what is your favorite NBC show or your favorite ABC show? Or was there a special on TV last week that you missed and you forgot to record and you say, dang? Well, if you had video on demand from Suddenlink, you would have that. Because video on demand, among the many, many things they have besides movies and specials and documentaries, is they have ABC and NBC programming, primetime programming, your favorite shows, your favorite crime show or sitcom or whatever, and they have the last 7 or 8 saved for you. It's on video on demand. You just go to it in regular or high definition, and you didn't miss it after all. That's one of the things I like best about video on demand with Suddenlink and the advanced digital TV. Of course, I also like my high-speed internet, and I like my telephone service because they all come from Suddenlink. And what I really like is one bill, just one bill, not 3 bills, one bill coming in per month, has everything on there, just write one check, and it's done. So call Suddenlink because they want to make it easy on you. Call them at 1-800-915-1866, and you find out all the good things about Suddenlink that I've known for years.
They don't have a phone? They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone. They don't have a phone!
You can post a job opening on a lot of websites that don't offer very good or even any customer service. We're not like that. We're AggielandHelpWanted.com, and we have a phone with real customer service human beings at the other end.
They don't have a phone! I can't believe they don't have a phone!
We're here for you. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Long name, amazing results.
When a senior loses their spouse, mealtime can become the loneliest time of the day. I'm David Guest with Homestead Senior Care. Research shows that for almost half of seniors living alone, lack of companionship at mealtime is the greatest obstacle to good nutritional health. That's why we launched the Craving Companionship Program. It's designed to promote healthy aging and good nutrition by keeping seniors socially connected at mealtime. To learn more, go to homestead.com/BCS. And you'll find out why at Home Instead, to us, it's personal.
852. Can you relate to that AggielandHelpWanted.com commercial? They don't have a phone?
It's clever, but I don't know that I can relate to it.
Oh, I can. I forget where it's... Microsoft, I think. I was going to try to call maybe Microsoft or...
You're trying to get a message to Bill?
Something. And there's no phone number. I mean,
I don't take that as that they forgot to publish it or something like that.
No.
They just don't want to talk to
you. That's
it.
Exactly right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. No, for different reasons, but I'm thinking, you know, you're right. Would it kill you to put a number? Just, if nothing else, yeah, so I can listen to some nice hold music, but. All right. So who would have thought this?
Single-serve
coffee makers are the biggest growth area in the coffee market. Sales are up over 100%. Wall Street Journal says it's easy to understand the appeal. There are a few commercial coffee makers that can produce fewer than 4 cups at a time, but most of the best-rated ones have larger carafes. How big is yours, Jay?
The one in my office is 10. The one at home is 12.
Okay. Home espresso machines can be erratic in your French presses. If you've ever done one of those, Chase and I were talking about that, they're a pain in the butt to clean. I mean,
French press?
Yeah. So
the only French press that I have had was at a coffeeatorium. It was not it was not one that I made.
Yeah, no, I used to do that a long time ago. But anyway, it's a pain. But if you're saving while you're spending, I mean, think about this, because there are situations that these single cup coffee machines can cost anywhere from $100 to $400 so that you can make a single cup of coffee, which might cost you a dollar, or in some places 50 cents, or in others $6.27 if you put the cream on top. Or keeping the machine that you have that makes 4 cups when you only drink 2 and throwing the rest of it out. So, I mean, which way do you go on that, and how do you feel comfortable? Is the fact that you're only making 1 cup of coffee make you feel good, even though your buy-in may be more? Now, I've got one of those Keurig deals, and so I had some coffee that I really liked, and I bought it, and I brought it home with me. And, you know, I went and spent $20 on the little basket that you put in there so that you don't put in the little Keurig cups. And, you know, it's a pain in the butt to clean that every time, too. You got to bang, 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 and knock out the grounds. And they really stay in there because it's a little bit of pressure and very hot water through the screen. And I'm not sure that the coffee tastes as good as when you really brew it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
So I can understand that, but I still like what I have. Now, which brings up the other question. How many gizmos do you have in your kitchen? How many little gimmicks
too many.
Do you have in your kitchen?
I've got an electric can opener that we don't use.
Okay. See?
I got that little, what do you call that? A little rocket blender, you know. I got one of those.
Do you?
Yeah.
I got one of those.
Yeah.
It's put up though. I've got another blender.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was a time when food processor was real big. Remember, uh-huh. You know, let's get a food processor, and then you had your electric knives. Remember the first time you did Thanksgiving with the electric knife?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
Oh, golly. Yeah. And you were lucky to, you know, draw back all 10, you
yeah,
know,
when
that
thing that's was also over. True.
Yeah, it used to have a George Foreman grill, but we gave that away.
Did you?
Yeah. We just didn't use it enough.
Grease dripping on the counter when you're done.
We cleaned it up and gave it away to
good. That's it.
Needy family.
Now, crock pot. See, I got a crock pot. Still use a crock pot.
Uh-huh.
That's pretty good. Can do some stuff in that.
Yeah, we use a crock pot.
But like you say, the electric can opener, I'm not
I just get tired of, you know, having to start and stop. And
right. Well, mine.
Because I can't figure it out, apparently.
Exactly. I had one of those
Who knew that I would arrive at the conclusion that I cannot operate this complicated piece of machinery.
And it's a can opener.
Hey, I'm with you, brother. I couldn't put the can on there, you know? I mean, I could put the little lever down, and it would go. Bzzz.
Now we got this kind that you put on, and it goes around the can.
And see, now that's just unreasonable. that violates laws of nature.
I know.
Whee! Yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's a little.
That's
strange.
Right.
So how I knew that the Keurig thing had arrived is I saw my first Keurig coffee maker made by Mr. Coffee the other day.
Oh.
So they're kind of going mainstream now. Not mainstream, but I guess maybe lower cost options.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much it cost. I didn't even look because I was in a hurry.
Well, see, and that's the other thing is now, you know, Mr. Coffee had tremendous market penetration. I mean, I don't know, time, right place, whatever, but that really got people doing drip coffee.
Well,
because up until then, everything was percolating.
Remember when Joe DiMaggio was, I guess, one of their first spokespersons?
Sure. I remember that.
Yeah, but I mean, I remember my mom saying, is the coffee pot quit perking yet? You know, I mean, that was part of your life. You had a coffee percolator. But most folks, I think, drip now. Don't know.
Sounds like a personal problem.
You know, as often happens on this show, if someone punched in right at that moment, we just lost them forever.
Yeah, they are wondering.
No, right? They're gone.
Right.
They're listening to Roger. Because at least Kenny Chesney won't offend me by talking about most people are drips.
That's right. Listen.
Scott talking about personal problems on
the air. Yeah, one more time. Yeah. All right, on this date in history.
Oh, we're there already. I love this part.
Well, I mean, the weekend's coming up. You probably got bad movies to talk about or
something. Yeah, I better get to it.
On this date,
a little slower
in this
here.
Date in 1636, Harvard College was founded. That
really?
Means they got when they got a class of 40, we're talking the class of 1640, 1740, 1840, 1940, and then there'll be a 2040. So, you know, he's class of 40. Okay.
If you ever get a chance, Google Harvard Cornerstone Statement and just read what it says.
Okay.
And then think about how Harvard has changed in almost 400 years.
That's, and again, if you go there, you can go in and they have a mausoleum there where people who fought in the Revolutionary War, the War for Independence, are buried there just because they were Harvard grads. It's pretty cool. This was Black Monday in 1929, the day that the Wall Street crashed. Know about that. 1961, a customer asked London record store owner if he had this song called My Bonnie by the Silver Beatles. He didn't. Found out they were playing at a club nearby. He went and listened. His name is Brian Epstein.
He did okay.
1965, the Gateway Arch was completed in St. Louis.
Oh, great. So on that, game seven tonight.
1 minute. Da-da-da-da-da.
There you go. You think they'll mention that?
Yeah, there you go.
New movies at the Bijou's, The Rum Diary with Johnny Depp, Aaron Eckhart is...